with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A new poll shows President Biden's approval ratings are hovering just below his all-time low.
According to a new Gallup poll, Americans' approval of President Biden's job performance has edged down 3 percentage points to 38%, just 1 point shy of his all-time low. President Biden also registered shoddy approval ratings for his handling of 5 key issues facing the United States, including a new low of 28% on immigration, as well as scores ranging from 30% to 40% for the economy, the situation in Ukraine, the war between Israel and the Iran-backed Palestinian terrorist group Hamas, and other foreign affairs. Edwin Mora, Washington.
President Biden says he hopes a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that would pause hostilities and allow for remaining hostages to be released can take effect by early next week. Correspondent Julie Walker reports that former President Donald Trump is appealing his $454 million judgment in his civil fraud case.
Donald Trump challenging the New York judge's finding he lied about his wealth to get favorable loans. His lawyers filing the notice of appeal to overturn the ruling in the state attorney general's case against him. If Trump loses his appeal, he'll have to give up a sizable chunk of his fortune, the judge ordering him to pay $355 million in penalties. Penalties with interest, that's grown to nearly $454 million, the total increasing by nearly $112,000 per day until Trump pays. Julie Walker, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points, the NASDAQ dropping 20, the S&P 500 lower by 19, oil up to $77.58 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is SRN News. A controversial statue is coming to Texas.
The University of Houston will display Witness by artist Shahia Sikander on campus from now until the end of October. The statue is an 18-foot-tall female figure bearing goat horns and tentacles that are somehow reminiscent of certain pagan deities. The artist says the figure is designed to honor the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her support for abortion. The unusual statue raised eyebrows last year when it was displayed in New York City. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota's Republican majority legislature opposes a planned ballot initiative that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The House and Senate have both overwhelmingly approved a resolution rebuking the ballot measure. Another bill under consideration would allow initiative petition signers to remove their signatures. South Dakota currently outlaws all abortions unless to save the life of the mother. SRN News. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports that experts say the Boeing company's steps to improve its safety culture have helped, but they simply don't go far enough.
Government and aviation industry experts say Boeing has made some strides toward improving its safety culture, but employees could still be the subject of retaliation for reporting issues. That's one of the findings in a report presented Monday to the FAA. The experts say that when it comes to safety, there's a disconnect between Boeing's senior management and workers. The experts add that safety training and procedures at Boeing change so often that it leads to confusion among employees. Safety at Boeing is being re-examined after last month's blowout of an emergency door panel on an Alaska Airlines jet. I'm Shelley Adler.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.